Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment. Go back and review the conversation in your head that you've jotted down about this focus and see if there are any voices you've not captured. Example, voice missing. I wish someone would throw me a party. RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Helga in Charleston.
Hello, Helga.
Hi,
what are you seeing?
Well, you know, I have discovered this strange story that I didn't know I was telling myself. You know that I was with Osho for a really long time, and his big thing was live, love, laughter. So I really celebrated for quite a long time, you know, till my early 30s. And then all these weird things happened and the whole community collapsed. And what I told myself was that if I celebrate, if I'm busy celebrating, all kinds of things will go wrong, all kinds of nefarious things will go on. And because I was so busy celebrating, I didn't pay attention.
Uh-huh.
Celebration and unconsciousness got somehow conflated.
Exactly. You know, and it wasn't that we were drinking or anything. It wasn't our drugs. I mean, it wasn't, you know, at least, you know, for me, that was not my experience. It was just that I was so busy having a great time that I just didn't pay attention. Yep.
Yeah. And that's exactly the kind of thing that ego will use against us.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I pretty much, you know, it's like I felt like I had to, like, be on my toes. I had to, like, really, you know everything that was going on around me. You know, and it's almost like, you know, if I had paid attention, that's the other thing. If I had paid attention, then none of these horrible things would have happened. You know?
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it is. I think that in the world of psychology, that's child thinking, right, or magical thinking. That, you know, my parent died and it's my fault somehow. If I had been a better child, that wouldn't have happened. So instead, what you can get out of this is there's a real benefit to expanded awareness, which is happiness itself. Right? Because me being happy, me celebrating, me having a good time is probably not what he was talking about.
Probably not.
Yeah. However, you know, on a path, we go through stages and we hear where we are. We don't necessarily say, we don't necessarily hear what's being said. We hear where we are.
Right. You know, I hadn't really thought of that. I mean, the thing for me was that whole experience really gave me a taste of that life is worth living because
yes.
It was so wonderful. It was.
Yes.
You know, there was so much dancing and singing and loving life. And, you know, it was all of those things. But you're right. It's like awareness, I don't think, played a big part in that whole experience.
Right. It and so if we put those things together, we can see that it there was a certain child experience, right, a delight and fun and excitement that most people leave behind when they leave early childhood, right? So you get introduced to that, which I would project he was offering as a stage of development where a person would, as you say, get in touch with life is wonderful. Now, can we expand that? Can we expand that awareness? Who knows, you know, I mean, we see those kinds of things that happen in that community happening everywhere all the time. Why? Because human beings are involved. right? Because there's anything inherently wrong that's in the sentence there, but just simply because there are human beings involved. And the ego that we struggle against, everybody struggles against. And very often, just as with us, ego wins out, at least temporarily.
Right. Yeah.
So now you get to have all of those, right? You know life is worth living. You know you're capable of having a great deal of joy in your life. Now, how do you have that consciously?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for that. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I hadn't really looked at it that way, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, all of these points of clarity. You know, ego would say, so there was something, and it did, a lot of people went to, yeah, well, that's a cult, that's dangerous. You know, you don't ever want to get pulled into something like that, right? That was a big mistake. But it wasn't a big mistake. It wasn't any of those things. It was an opportunity to grow, to live in an ever-expanding awareness if we accept that.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, thank
you.
So
more
singing
and more singing and dancing in your future.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Helga. You're happy.
Bye.
Thanks, Helga. Sherry, that is so beautifully, you know, that's the looking, right? That what ego would do is to have a wonderful life experience, and then something that is ego is perpetrated by ego happens, unconsciousness, and then it's the life experience that gets blamed for it, rather than it was unconsciousness that was the cause.
Yes.
And so then we stop celebrating, but we don't address the root cause, which is unconsciousness.
Yeah.
And so the answer
is...
Go ahead.
From what you're saying, in fact, we learn, I better listen to ego more.
That's right. Yeah. Let me not celebrate, rather than, wait a second, it's the unconsciousness that lack of consciousness that was driving this, and so let me attempt to be more aware.
Yeah.
And so to have that awareness that is, I think Osho said it, right? There is the innocence, that wide-eyed innocence of the childlike wonder of life with the context of complete awareness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The second childhood. Yeah.
That's right. With conscious awareness.
Yeah.
Right? Not the innocence, in quote, of a child that has no idea what's going on, just is in touch with life directly, but without this expanded awareness that of everything that is going to try to put a kibosh on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And so when we come to it as grown-ups, able to use everything to live in that joy, realizing what ego is, realizing what happens to people in an ego takeover, realizing that all of those things exist, but they don't exist instead of the joy.
Yes. Yeah.
They're an unfortunate overlay that an awful lot of people choose instead of the joy that is underneath everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
I know they're unmuting.
Hi.
I can feel it.
Hello. This is Kim in Anaheim.
Hello, Kim.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, for yesterday's assignment, the missing voice that I saw... I hadn't really looked at or listened to in the earlier exercise was the initial excitement. So the one that is like seeing an opportunity to celebrate, but what before it gets all, you know, ego-y.
all ego-y. So there's that smear of ego all over the top of it. So you were in touch with just that initial excitement that you feel, which kind of is the celebration, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's that voice that says, yay, you know, like it doesn't matter how we go about it, but this is an occasion to really take in.
To really take in. That's it, isn't it? That's mm-hmm. it, Kim. That's what that is, right? Mm-hmm. It is an awareness. It's funny, I've never really attempted to articulate what you just reflect what you just said, but there is that moment of right. It's the equivalent. It's sort of the equivalent, an emotional equivalent of an aha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what happens seconds after that, right? Which is where ego comes in and attempts to take charge of it.
Yes, exactly. And I'm so grateful for everything that's made it possible to have this experience now, where I'm moving a bunch of reeds or curtains like out of the way, kind of feeling mm-hmm. to get to, oh yes, there's all of the energy and the willingness and the things that seemed so lacking after, you know, ego's chewed it up and spit it out. Thank you so much.
Well, again, Kim, again, that is so significant because that's exactly what happens. There's that life force that's there, and it's uninhibited, right? There's just mm-hmm. you're just really there, and you feel all of the energy of life. And then ego comes in, as you say, to chew it up and spit it out. And by the time ego gets finished with it, all of us feel depleted in that experience. And again, as we were talking about with Helga, what gets blamed, you get blamed, right? The human being mm-hmm. gets blamed. Somehow you did something wrong in that. And so you just really shouldn't open yourself to that kind of enthusiasm again, because you're probably going to be irresponsible with it and something bad is going to happen as a result. So you better just let ego be in charge of all of that stuff. That's the safe way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
The synonym for that safety, of course, is death.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. So happy.
So happy.
Thanks, Kim. It's so true, right, Jerry? That place, that initial level of excitement. It's the difference between the subpersonality and life. The experience of the aha is being right there, and then it gets taken over. And to be there for the first, to be there for that intelligence registering that experience of possibility, is where we mm-hmm. want to be living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the whole point of awareness practice, right?
Yes.
That we can live there all the time.
Yeah. Well, and the story that conditioning comes in and chews that up and spits us out, and we feel depleted, is no excuse for not living there in the moment.
Absolutely not. In fact, it's the argument for putting paid to that whole process.
Right. Because you could live in a story that what's the point? Because ultimately I experience that and then I just get put into the process of it being taken away from me over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like being an athlete who loves a game and being convinced that it's not worth playing it because there'll be times when you lose.
Yeah.
Or you're an artist and mm-hmm. you get talked into never doing whatever your art is, or a musician, because you can't always do it perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's tragic. And it is where we are conditioned to live, to settle for, well, you know, it's not that bad. I mean, it certainly, you know, doesn't make my heart sing, but oh well.
Yeah. Oh, and that is the death that you're talking about, right? Because we don't feel alive anymore. Yeah, there's nothing left in me to even want to live in that place of happiness.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Because I've been so convinced that it's going to end badly. Rather than, as we talk about endlessly in practice, it is going to end, but badly only if that's our choice.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hello, this is who?
Vanessa in Sebastopol.
Oh, Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, what are you seeing?
Well, I had this whole thing about, like, how I, my things about celebration, and then I had the thing about, like, I shouldn't call in because I don't have anything too big, but I really do have something big. And then, just like 10 minutes ago, my husband called me and said he has the worst headache of his life, and I'm on the road, and I feel completely panicked. So I just came back to this call, and all of a sudden it's unmuted, so I'm having a little bit of, like, sensations, you know?
A few sensations?
I'm feeling completely like my body is on pins and needles.
Yeah. There's probably enough adrenaline in you to just power the car on your own, right?
Right. I left at 4:30 this morning. I'm 300 miles from the house to go look at a potential house that we might buy in Oregon. And all of a sudden I'm like, should I turn around, you know?
Oh, gosh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
There's an interesting amount of space in that you were able to even speak when unmuted, right? Or be in the queue.
Well, put it in earlier. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. But you could have just gone delete that happened, right? And so,
So
there is a fair degree, obviously, of conscious awareness here. That all of these things are true, right? Your husband has a hideous headache. I imagine there are other people involved in that at home that you've left. There you are, 300 miles away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the responsible adult, responsible for a 4-year-old, an 8-year-old, and an 83-year-old. And he's almost out of commission. And if it gets worse, then he has to go to the hospital. I mean, already I'm going to, like, you know, worst case scenario.
And and so, Vanessa, what's the possibility of just pulling over? It sounds like you're still driving, right? Which, just kind of pulling over to the side of the road when it's safe, and spending some time with this situation, right, with yourself, so that you get calmed down enough. And your body calms down enough, and so that you can be open to receiving the guidance that life has for you, because this is perfect, right? This is perfect for ego. I mean, ego wants to swoop in there and make this just as bad as it possibly can. You know, if it could get you into enough lack of attention to get in an accident, that would, for ego, be just the absolute cherry on the top of the sundae, right?
Right.
And so just to realize how vulnerable you are right now,
and
that job one, I mean, you're a healthcare professional, right? Do I have that right? Yeah, so you know. you know the put on your own mask first is literally true. It's not just an idea to make airlines less accountable in accidents, right? It's really essential. And so to do that first, to first take care of yourself and get yourself into a place where you're okay and you can breathe and you can do some recording and listening and probably get back with your husband, and the two of you can see the choice that you make in this moment, and then you go with that.
Right, right. Well, you know, honestly, like, I'm so glad for this call, because, like, that's my go-to. It's like, I want to process-ish, you know, like, processing is a total trap. But, like, I just want somebody to talk and listen, and that's this. And actually, like, guidance, I feel pretty clear. Like, we've given him a, you know, he and I came up with a plan, and he's going to rest and take a couple things to take care of himself, and then I'm going to keep going. So, and I feel okay about
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're able to be in a place of, and if something changes, then we'll process that. You'll process
yeah.
that with you.
Yeah.
You'll process
yeah.
that with him.
Yeah.
And the two of you will feel good about whatever choice you make, which is, I keep saying that because that's essential, right? That's where ego
right.
really wants to get people. Because if something happens, ego is going to want to tell you, you did the wrong thing, or he did the wrong thing. And that's one we really don't want to fall for.
Okay. Huh. That's big, because it's hard
big.
For me to think about.
It's big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's big. And it's a place where we want to live all the time. You know, we'd make the best choice that we can make, and that's it, end of discussion. No postmortem, no reviews, no, well, you should, no. This is the best choice that I could make in that moment with everything that was going on. It's
right.
not a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you keep being
right.
safe, huh? Take care of yourself.
Oh, yes.
Pay close attention.
Yes.
Okay. because we, you know, when we get into that kind of adrenaline place, I know you know this because of what you do for a living and everything else, but,
right.
you know, there's a certain level of shock that
right.
Keeps us from being able to be as present as it would be really good for us to be in a situation like this, so.
Right.
All right.
Agreed.
Well, let us know.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks,
go
Vanessa.
Happy. All right.
Go happy.
Happy.
Take care.
Okay.
Thanks, Vanessa. You know, Sherry, several things dropped in on the call that felt so compassionate, right? So here we are in a situation that is unexpected and probably shocking, and the practice recommendation is be with that, right? Because the conditioned process is, okay, well, I'm in the car driving. I need to get through this process rather than stop and be with the change in what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's not our first instinct from a conditioned process.
No.
It's not to be present to the changed circumstances, but actually push on as if the circumstances have not changed, and then getting to some place which is actually harmful or injurious to us. And then that place that you pointed out where the worst case scenario is what I'm planning for now, rather than just be present to the information that is available now that we plan for. And then when more information becomes available, we can process and plan for that then. Right?
Yes.
That the automatic yes. is I've got to solve for the worst case scenario, not for the information that's available in the moment.
That's right. And all of that that we fall into keeps us from being available for life's guidance.
Right. Yeah. What
right.
is it? What is
which
it
is
now?
What, yeah. Which, right. What now? Which is what we're always trying to get to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's just pretty much never anything that is such an emergency that we would be better off. Well, no, there's nothing better off going with what ego is yelling at us rather than taking the second to turn attention to presence and go with life's guidance.
which is the next thing that was dropping in, right? For that kind of vocation that Vanessa is in, there's a training that allows us to tune into when we're not here, when the best thing would be mm-hmm. to just take a beat and get present before I engage, right? And that's the training that we're practicing as practitioners. I know when I'm identified, and therefore I know that the next thing I need to do is get here, not engage with life as if I'm not identified.
Yes.
That's the wearing of the oxygen mask.
That's right. That's right. And to train in such a way that's our first impulse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is to look to life, not to what do I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And there's a way in which admitting the identification, of course, is moving into awareness. It's all right if you don't know what to do. Actually, that's a safer place than knowing what to do in that situation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the odds are good. You're not getting good information.
Precisely.
As long as you're identified with ego.
Yeah. All right. We have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry and Ashwin. It's Jeff in North Carolina.
Hello, Jeff. You're a little underwater.
Probably because I have a mask on. I'm at work, at school.
I see. Oh, okay. All right. Good. And you're somewhere
can you hear
where
me?
You need to... Yeah, I just... Are you outside? Are you somewhere where you can get away from people, or...?
It's recess, and I'm not responsible for coverage during recess, and I am outside, and no one around.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah. I have been having a lot of fun, kind of going, not intentionally, but really kind of doing the end of the last week already, which is I've just been celebrating being alive and celebrating the sun and the earth, and just by making recordings, which are often just a few seconds long. It really came through the Socratic email class. I can't believe I'm having such a great time. And it's just been, just to pick up a recorder and just say a few words about what is so wonderful right in the moment right now, which might be my feet on the ground. Those kind of things, just a few seconds of a recording, and and it just brings me right to, I don't know, just this joy.
Yes. Well, Jeff, if I may,
yes.
you're talking about the whole deal, okay? It's the whole deal, and you're describing perfectly the how of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what ego wants us to believe is, first of all, something is going to happen, and you're going to then be having the life experience that you want to be having,
right?
And you'll be happy, right? You'll be happy as soon as all those conditions are met. And what you're realizing is that at every moment that you are present, and the piece of it, it's funny to say it this way, but I think you'll know what I'm saying. There's being present, and there's having a sense of presence. So you pick up that recorder and you simply record for a few seconds about now.
Yeah.
Now. Now, is there anything extraordinary about now? Not according to ego.
Right.
But the extraordinary thing about now is you exist. You are alive. You are aware of your own being. And that process itself is joyful.
It's amazing, and that world you were that world you were talking about is where I have been living most of the time, which is this in the future at some point when everything lined up, and in that ego world it seems to make so much sense that these things are necessary for me to be happy. It makes so much sense inside the head,
that's
inside
right.
that system.
Yes, And then you realize, oh my God, the sun on the leaves of those trees that are it's fallen. There are still a few bright leaves on those trees, or the way that whatever it is, the way your feet feel on the ground, as you said, the way the breeze feels against your skin, the way your heart feels beating inside your body, right? Yeah. And you're here for it. You are alive. And all of that ego crapola falls off, and you realize, oh, my God, this is what joy is. It has nothing to do with anything other than being here.
I know. I'm just like, whoa, wow.
And
Jeff,
here's something we can be really grateful for, okay?
Okay.
That we can have this conversation, and we can know the experience we're talking about.
Yeah,
because I would encourage you not to try to convince anybody else that you know of the experience that you're having.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because you'll
sound
like a lunatic. Now, I have made peace with sounding like a lunatic for decades, okay? But just to be aware that you are having an experience that people have talked about forever. You know, we always go back to Hafiz or Rumi or Jesus, the Buddha, you know, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Teresa of Avila. I mean, the list is endless of people who have had the experience that you're describing. Right? And you'll, when you read what they say, you'll go, oh, yeah, that's what they mean. But for the person you were, whatever period of time ago, before this began to happen for you, that would have just sounded like, yeah, well, that's great. And as soon as I get all these things lined up, then I'm probably going to have that experience too.
Yes, it would have been something to achieve, something to accomplish, something to strive for in the future. And it would have been a kind of fixed state or something like that.
That's right. That's exactly right. Instead of what they're all saying, which is, no, just stop doing all that stuff. Just be where you are. Have the experience. Be alive right now. There's the joy you're seeking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Well, I'm happy for you, my friend. Very happy.
Thanks so much. Thank
now,
you so much for the guidance.
One other thing. You do have the how of this, right? You're picking up that recorder and you're making it real for yourself, but don't cling to it.
Don't cling to the experience.
That's
Is
right.
that what you mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Keep doing the practice, but don't let ego come up with standards and results and how it has to feel. And we don't want to do
right.
that. That's the artist who gives up painting because all the paintings don't look the way they look inside her head.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just keep doing the practice.
That's it. That's
yeah,
it. You
let
got
go
it,
of the expectations.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Thank
All
you.
All right. Have fun.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All
right. Thanks, Ashwini.
All right.
Bye now, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show. Here's our assignment for the day. Is there a duality operating that you can identify? Assignment, rearrange the voices on each side of the duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? RL. Example, first side, perhaps I could just treat myself to a lip service. Second side, we still have many more important things to achieve. Life is serious business.
Yeah, and just an encouragement to everybody, even though we've had these conversations this morning or this afternoon or this evening, wherever you are, it doesn't mean we don't want to keep doing the assignments, right? Because doing the assignments is how we move into these places that are available to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the clarity arrives because we're looking at the process. Yeah,
that's right. That's exactly right. No shortcuts.
No shortcuts.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.